actually, or commentaries. But the actual book they were referring to is, like it's Ecclesiasticus or something. It's one of the apocryphal books, where it came from. So the abbreviation looked the same, but it was not. So, straighten that out there. I still like the saying, it still fits in what we're talking about, what it says there. But, reference came up looking wrong there, so just really called that to my attention, so I'm glad to get that fixed up. Also, if you look at the bulletin this morning, Jeff's got an article in there. He's written several this quarter about Joseph and taking his bones out of the land. The slide before this was about Joseph, take my bones out, and the importance of remembering the promises that God made to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Judah. Joseph believed those promises. They would come out of the land and go back out of Egypt, go back and inherit the land. So be sure to read the bulletin article this week and see that. And Jeff's got in there. And the third one is just, thank you. I have enjoyed it this quarter. This is not my ideal class. I like a smaller room. I don't like from that side to that side. It's not my thing, but, anyhow, I have enjoyed doing the class this quarter and hope it's been a little bit beneficial to you somewhere along the way. Next quarter, get into Exodus as they come out of Egypt, and I think Tim and Mike Bryant have that quarter if I understand the schedule it right. So, they'll start up next Sunday. Okay, some review stuff this morning. First, I'd go through the 17 periods that we did before using the maps. And so let's do that right quick. Just a review of what we did this one time back earlier. The earlier quarter, we talked about the 17 periods. So let's run through the review of that and use the maps to do it with and picture the places as we go through here with this. So the first period is before the flood, covering Genesis chapter 1 through 5. Remember those things of creation, and Adam and Eve in the garden, first sin, and Cain and Abel, and Cain killing Abel, the period before the flood. And that takes place, the Garden of Eden is thought to be down near the mouth of the, where the Euphrates and Tigris rivers come together, that area down there on the map, above the Persian Gulf. Then the next period is the flood, before the flood, then the flood. Covering Genesis chapter 6 through 10. And after the waters came over and covered all the land, and then dry ground appeared then, and the ark landed in the mountains of Ararat. I don't know exactly where, but in that area up there where Mount Ararat is. Then the next section, next period is the scattering of the people. It's one chapter, Genesis chapter 11, Tower of Babel, and they came back down then, and the land of Shinar is back down near where the Garden of Eden was. So get those kind of things in your mind there about that. Then we go to the fourth period, the other period we covered this quarter, and that's the patriarchs. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Abraham was called out of Ur, went up to Haran, and then down into the land of Canaan, and then down into Egypt. Remember where he lied to Pharaoh there about Sarah being his wife. And then came back up and spent most of the time in the land of what can be the land of Israel and of Canaan at the time. So the patriarchs then are Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that we covered this quarter. Then we used Joseph, the link to get us down into Egypt. He was sold into Egypt, and all the family moved down there. So that's what we covered this quarter as far as that. Moving forward from there, then there'll be a time 400 years later, Pharaoh comes up and does not know Joseph, and Moses comes on the scene with the 10 plagues, and then brings up the people then leaving Egypt and the Exodus. Then Pharaoh finally says, go, take them out. They come in and move down toward Mount Sinai, and Jacob was told, I'll make you a great nation while you're in Egypt. And so here now we have them, they get the covenant, the tabernacle, the law and the priesthood given to them at Mount Sinai during this period of Exodus. Then they move up to Kadesh Barnea, where they send out the spies in the land. Spies come back with a bad report. We can't take the land. We're outnumbered. Big giants in the land. And so, therefore, they're made to wander 40 years in the wilderness because of this. The events that occurred during that time, Moses, Miriam, and Aaron, Moses' sister and brother, both die. Moses sins, and therefore does not get to go into the promised land. Remember that? We have the story of Balaam and Balak, and Joshua then is appointed a leader, take them in. they go up and they conquer all the nations on the east side of Jordan, and those tribes that wanted to live over there get their land. And Moses then sees the land from Mount Nebo. He dies. God buries him there. And Joshua now is ready to take him into the promised land. So they camped out just across the river from Jericho. Then we have the invasion and conquest. It'll be the second period after, clash period, after this next one. Next one will be the Exodus, then we'll get to wandering the wilderness and invasion and conquest. So invasion and conquest goes into three campaigns, if you will. They go in first and go across and get the central part of the land, essentially dividing the land, separating it, where they have a harder time getting a big army together from the different kings to put together to fight them. The central part and the southern part, and they take the northern part of the land. So then the land is divided among the tribes, and the land promised then is fulfilled. It was made to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, as we've seen this quarter. Then they need somebody to rule the land, so the judges are given. We go through this cycle over and over of rebellion, where they rebel against God. Enemy comes in then to oppress them or repress them, and repentance or rescue. So the four R's that I use for that. Then this period ended when they said, we want a king to be like the nations round about us. So the period of the judges, 15 judges, if you count Abimelech, that's the judge there. So we want a king, so we have the United Kingdom. We have Saul, David, and Solomon, 40 years each, starting about 1040 B.C., 1960, 960 is about 920, 921, the Saul, David, and Solomon, the United Kingdom. Then the divided kingdom, the land divides after Solomon's death. And Israel is in the north with 10 tribes, with Jeroboam. And there's never a good king in Israel at all. They're all wicked kings. And in the south then, we have two tribes and Rehoboam. And there are some good kings intermixed in with the wicked kings that are in the southern part then. Then Israel is taken away into Assyrian captivity, Assyria is way over back up in the Mesopotamia Valley again. Nineveh is the capital of Syria. 721, when they went in there, so the United Kingdom lasted about 200 years, from 920 to 720. So that leaves Judah by themselves. We have the period called Judah Alone, 721 to 586. And just the small southern part now, that's all that's left. Then they also fall to Babylon now, back over in that same general area. Babylon's here, right on the Euphrates River down there. And captivity takes place in three groups, three different groups taken off, different time frames, and different ones taking that group. Daniel's in the first group to go. This period lasted 70 years. 70 years from the time the first ones went to the first ones come back. Because the return also happens in three different period, different cycles. Not everybody comes back at one time. Zerubbabel comes back. He builds the temple. Ezra restores the worship. And Nehemiah rebuilds the walls of the city of Jerusalem. Then after the return from captivity, they still don't learn their lesson. They still go to idolatry. All the prophets that come and talk to them from God. And finally, in Amos 8, verse 11, talk about a famine from hearing the word of God. So we get 400 years of silence during that time. And in between these times then, that's the years of silence, it's broken then when the angel appears to Zacharias, now it's the birth of John, and we start into the life of Christ period. Life of Christ period, we break into seven different sections. The years of preparation would be the biggest one, 30 years, up to the time he was born, his baptism. And then we got beginning of the ministry, which lasted about 6 months. We had the great Galilean ministry, 18 months, and then back down in the period of retirement, 6 months, and then the close of ministry, 6 months. So you got 6, 18, 6, 6, and that makes up the 3 years. So 3 sixes and the 1 18 for the 3 years of the life of Christ. Then we have the last week, the time of things went on there, and then the death, and then his resurrection and exaltation. in the life of Christ, period. Then after this, we get into the early church, starting in Acts 2:38, when the sermon appeared there. And the gospel spread then to Jerusalem, Judea, and to Samaria, and then we're going to go in a minute to the othermost parts of the earth as it spreads out here. So, here to the early church. And now the gospel expands out to Asia Minor first, on the first missionary journey of Paul. And then the second journey, so they go over and cross the Aegean Sea, get into Achaia, Macedonia, Greece, the areas over there. And now we have Paul and Silas, Timothy, Luke traveling together in different combinations at different times. And the letters of the Christians are written during this time. And they go on to Rome, Paul does eventually. And we see the letters by Peter, Paul, James, John, and Jude to wrap those up. So that's a quick run back through the review of the 17 periods, looking at it kind of as the maps flow through there. Hope you find that beneficial. Any comments on that before we move on to some other things? All right, one of the things I'd asked you to do was to look at some chapter content. So let's go through this, and I'd like you to sing out what you've got on your paper. If you can speak up here and tell me what you've got. I put the first one up here already, creation. It's in chapter 1. Your list may not exactly match mine. There's other things you could have listed out in various things here. But let's go through here right quick. What's in chapter 2? Adam and Eve in the garden, okay. And what's the big thing we pick up in verse 24? Marriage, yeah. It's a point about marriage, right? About leaving father and mother and cleave to your wife. We made a lot of talks about that. We made some reports about that going through there. But Adam and Eve in the garden in chapter 2. What's in chapter 3? The first sin, okay. When Adam and Eve were deceived and by Satan, they've taken even the fruit, they've driven out of the garden. That's in chapter 3. 4? Yeah, there's a promise made in 3:15. Good point, Freddie. Chapter 3, verse 15 is the first got to know verse we talked about the promise of Christ coming. It's proven. Crush the head of Satan. Chapter 4? Cain and Abel. It's where Cain kills Abel. There. Chapter 4. Hatred, murder. Our choice of dealing with sin. Sin lies at the door. How are you going to have it? Okay. Chapter 5. Generations that get us from Adam down to Noah. Okay. Generations of Adam down to Noah in chapter 5. 6. Wickedness of the world. Okay. Getting ready for the flood. So, the wicked world, and then Noah's picked out as the righteous man to build the ark in chapter 6. All right, 7. The actual flood itself. Okay, the waters come in, chapter 6. I mean, 7. We actually have the flood waters come in. 8. Waters recede in chapter 8. The flood's over. Waters come down. Gets ready to send out the birds to find out is it dry land there again now. 9. Of the covenants and promises made there in chapter 9. Meat's given for food for the first time. Rainbow promise that we won't destroy the world again with water, the flood like he did. Capital punishment, life blood shed there. And then the sin of Noah is right at the end of it, the drunkenness and exposing himself there. All right, 10. Generations again, getting us now from Noah down to Abraham. Okay, this period here. So in 12 we meet who? Meet Abraham and get introduced to him. And then we have, well, I'm sorry, I skipped 11. I jumped across to 12. 11 has the Tower of Babel. Okay, leave it out here. The scattering of the people, multiply the flood, replenish the earth, and they did not do that. And so God came down and confused the language so they would be scattered. Now 12. What's in 12? Promises. Abraham and the promises made to him. And in the last part of the chapter, he went down into Egypt and lied about Sarah being his wife when he said she was his sister, so he would spare his life. 13. Abraham and Lot separate. When they get together, there's not enough land to keep the herds up for both of them. So Abraham gives Lot the choice. Lot pitches his tent towards Sodom and the green pasture area there. And then Abraham takes what's left. So Lot being down there, what happens then in 14? That's when Abraham has to go rescue him. The four kings from the north fight the five kings from the south, and Lot gets taken captive. Abraham gets his 318 men, and he goes to rescue Lot and bring him back. Okay, Melchizedek is on the way back through that. You're right. Okay? And they come back. He gives a tithe to Melchizedek. He comes back through at the end of 14 there. 15? Abraham, the covenant, right. When God makes his covenant with Abraham, this is a chapter between God and Abraham. And he gives him his covenant agreement with him there. 16? 16, whoops, what did I do? 16 is this alternate plan that got brought in here. You know, with Sarah giving Hagar to Abraham as a wife because she's barren, and they'll have the birth of Ishmael at 16. 17? Yeah, the big covenant of circumcision given to Abraham. And it carries on for generations then through that time. Covenant of circumcision. Actually. Yeah, name Saint Abram here, Rob says in this chapter. Alright, 5th. Circumcision is actually stopped during the wandering in the wilderness. It starts back as they go into the land. 18, who comes to see him? The stranger is actually the Lord coming to see Abraham and talks with him, tells him what he's about to do. First going to get the son that's coming to him, and then he talks to him about what he's going to do to Sodom and Gomorrah. Which brings us then to 19, which has got what? Destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, right? Talked to Abraham in 18 about that, told him what he's going to do. And then in 19, the actual destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah with Lot and the sin of Lot with his daughters in that chapter. 20. Abraham and Abimelech. Okay. Another lie comes in here. He lies about his wife again. All right. 21. Birth of Isaac comes here now. All right. It's in 21. The promised son was there. It was not Ishmael. With Isaac, he would be the heir, son of promise, that was given to Abraham. 22? Yeah, now we got Isaac born, so now we get this test of faith, the sacrifice of Isaac. When it wasn't a sacrifice, it's a sacrifice we were told to do with him, but Abraham's faith demonstrated as he was told to go offer Isaac. 23? Okay, yeah, Sarah dies, Abraham buys this plot of land, and got the cave in it, the land of Machpelah there, so he has a place, this burial place for Sarah. And we saw, but last time, the other people were buried there, several of them. Yes, it's the well-known name that Abraham had with the people as he sat down and dealt with them. They were to give him the land. That the various is placed there. But you're a great name among us. Reputation of Abraham. 24. Sarah dies. Isaac's mourning. So Abraham sends his servant back to get a wife for his son Isaac. He brings back Rebekah. Isaac takes her into his tent, loves her, is comforted in the death of his mother. As Isaac marries Rebekah. 25. Yeah, there's another wife in here, but also then we have the birth of Jacob and Esau in this chapter. Okay? So Abraham had out his third wife, if you got Hagar, Sarah, and Keturah. Abraham dies in 25. Okay. I'll get that on my list up here. Alright, Jacob and Esau are born in 25, so what's in 26 then? Isaac and Abimelech. Abraham's already, not the same Abimelech, I don't think, the name for a king probably there. But Isaac runs into him, and then he doesn't leave. The well, the redigging of the wells was in there in that chapter. 27? Jacob has deceived Jacob and his mother with his mother's help, Rebecca's help, deceives Isaac into giving him the blessing. He's already got the birthright from Esau. Now she deceives him together and give him the blessing. And of course, Abraham will come in. Esau comes in, very angry about it, hates his brother, and says, I will do what? I will kill him. Okay. And so that's what Jacob then leaves to go back to Padan Aram for a while, like a little while. But Esau gets over that. 20 years later, he comes back and meets Esau. All right, 28. Yeah. It's where the Esau threat comes in. So Jacob leaves, right, and goes to Laban, back to the home country of Rebekah, and has a dream at Bethel on the way up with the staircase into heaven, the angels, God at the top of it. He gets his promises, yeah. The promises are repeated to Abraham, Isaac, and now to Jacob at that point. And I repeat to him again later also. 29, Jacob marries, who first? Leah first. He got Leah first, and then he got Rachel. And then worked 7 more years for her. And then what happens in 30? Lots of sons are born. Yep. Children and flocks. All these boys keep coming, and different wives have different combinations of them. They went through that. Leah has her 4, and then 2, and 2, and 2, and 2. As the children were born to the wives and the handmaids, and so. And his flocks keep growing and growing and growing. So in 31, he does what? Time to leave, okay? Decides to leave and go back, leaves Laban, his wives together. God appears to him and said to go back to the land that he had promised Abraham. And so he leaves there. And 32, yeah, gets stolen idol, and gets several things here. Jacob wrestles with God as he crosses the river there at Mahanaim. And at the forks of the ford of the Jabbok. We'll talk about that. Names change here from Jacob to Israel. Okay, good point. Lots of things you pick up in these chapters you go through here. 33? Yeah. What's Esau going to do? I'm going to kill him. So now he's really worried about having to meet Esau as he goes back. But he goes back and meets him, and things are much more cordial than he expected to be. So they part in peace then. 34. That's the defiling of Dinah. Remember that? Shechem defiled her and then wanted her to be his wife. And then they have this, we'll intermarry with you, but you have to be circumcised first. And they go up and take revenge on that. 35. Death of Isaac and Rachel and Isaac are both in this chapter in 35. Right, Rachel and Isaac both. Rachel dies in childbirth on the way down to Ephraim, and Isaac dies, and Esau and Jacob come together to bury him. 36. It's the whole chapter about Esau and all his descendants, and there's a lot of names in that chapter there. Esau. Now, 37, we meet somebody new. Meet Joseph, okay? And having Joseph's dreams here in 37. His brothers start to hate him because of these dreams of the sheaves bowing down and all this. 38, we get a little interlude about quick between we get before we get into Joseph big time. So who's in 38? That's Judah and Tamar, right? When the sons were there, and 2 sons died, and waiting on the younger son, young Sheila, to get old enough, and he did not give her to Tamar, so she went and played the trick on him. Yeah, and the son is born to this relationship between Judah and Tamar. Perez becomes the lineage of Abraham. I mean, the lineage of Abraham going to Jesus. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Judah, Perez are there. That came from that relationship with Judah and Tamar. All right, 39, move back into Joseph now. So what's in this? Potiphar's wife gets in here in 39. Yeah. That's when he She keeps trying to get him to commit fornication with her. He refuses, refuses, and then finally she grabs his coat and lies about him there. He's in prison there because that. Was in 40 then? Yeah, he's in prison because of that, and now he meets the butler and the baker. I'm having a hard time. Pharaoh's chief butler and chief baker, and they have their dreams. And God interprets them through Joseph, and Joseph asks the butler to remember me when you get back, and he doesn't for 2 years. And it was in 41 then. Pharaoh has a dream. Now 2 years later, and the butler says, oh yeah, remember Joseph back there and what he did for us and interpreted our dreams. So that's when Joseph comes in, interprets Pharaoh's dreams, and he's moved to the new position he's in. 42. Is the first time the brothers come down to buy grain because the famine is now in the land. 7 years of good are gone by, famine in the land. They make their first trip down. That's when they actually meet Joseph. Don't know who he is. He recognizes them. That's their first trip down to buy grain. Then 43, you have what? The second trip down. They return to buy grain, bringing who with them this time? Benjamin's got to come down. Simeon's in jail. Remember that? Joseph kept him. And now Simeon has to come down to buy grain. And then in 44, we have what? Joseph stuff, put in Benjamin's sack. And they start back. That brings them all back then into Joseph's presence. And so then we have in 45, where he reveals himself, says, I am Joseph, your brother. Just imagine that. If we should want to think about that scene that went on there at that point. Yeah, he was there. God sent me here ahead of time to prepare, to spare life, to save life. Yeah. 46. Whoa, I keep hitting the wrong button. Turn this thing off. 46 is when they send back to get Jacob and the family to move down. Right. Easy. Next, when you come down, I'll make you a great nation there. Right. So Jacob that. You know that. 47. Yeah, they settle in Goshen. Jacob meets Pharaoh. Jacob blesses Pharaoh. And they settle in Goshen. Why in Goshen? What are they by trade? Shepherds, and they're an abomination of the Egyptians. They keep them separated because of that. Get down toward the end now. What's in 48? 48, Joseph gets his blessings on his sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, switch of the hands, which one gets the blessing? In 48, 49, it's a chapter where we have all the blessings of Jacob to all his sons. We talk about 49, 10, the special blessing given to Judah, in chapter 49, verse 10. And then 50 is Jacob dies and Joseph. Jacob, they go back to Jacob, they go back to big entourage back and bury him. Joseph says, though, take my bones back out when you leave this land. That's when the brothers, they were worried about revenge in that chapter. And he doesn't do that. Yeah, take my bones back. Yeah. Read Jeff's article about that today. Okay. A couple more things I've got. We've got about 10 minutes. Let me run through some of these. I went back and listed out, and this is not all of them, but I thought it was kind of interesting, to look at some of the sins that we ran across. These are God's people we're dealing with now. God's chosen people who've been in this. But look at some of the sins we run across as we go through here. Chapter 3 in the garden, of course, we have the eating of the forbidden fruit. In chapter 4, Cain kills Abel because of his anger, his hatred, reminds him of his murder. Chapter 6, the great wickedness of the world that brought on the flood. It's in chapter 6. 9, Noah gets drunk after he comes back out of the ark, and the disrespect shown to him by one of his sons. 11, the Tower of Babel, we get arrogancy out there, and self-glory, make a name for ourselves, and building this tower reaches to heaven. And 12, Abraham goes down into Egypt, lies about Sarah being his wife. 16, when Sarah gives Hagar Abraham for a son, the lack of faith there, the disbelief, and to take things in their own hands and try to take care of what God had not done. 18, Sarah lies when she said, "I did not laugh." And they said, "Oh, yes, you did." 19, we have the chapter of Sodom, the homosexuality, the drunkenness, incest that went on there between Lot and his daughters at the end of that. So that's in 19. 20, have the lying again, Abraham and Abimelech. Then 25, Esau profaned his birthright. He put the proper value on something that was special. 26, again, Isaac Abimelech lies to him again about his wife. 27, Jacob getting the blessing, the lying and the deceit that went on there, and then because of that, the hatred that Esau had for his brother. 34, and I'm sure I skipped some in here, and the defilement of Dinah, rape possibly involved here, lying that they brothers did about, you know, "You must be circumcised, we'll intermarry with you then." The revenge they took then, actually murder the people. 37, hatred and deceit as the brothers sell their Joseph. And then, of course, 38 is the adultery with Judah and Tamar. 39, the lying by Potiphar's wife. That's just some of the ones I ran across. I went back through looking at some of the sins that are in Genesis. Lots and lots and lots of them. A lot of warnings for us we talked about through the quarter. All right. The other thing I've got, and we've got enough time to run through this right quick, is to look at some of the lessons we talked about as we went through the Genesis. Some things we can learn and apply to us as we go through here. I'm sure I didn't get all of them. I just tried to pick out a few to put on the screen. Lesson 3, the creation and following that. We have talked about the greatness of God, what he did in the creation. In the beginning, God created. Those words we talked about quite a bit. And then at the end of that chapter 2, we have the law, the general command about marriage. Even father and mother includes his wife. Lesson 5 is Cain and Abel. Talk about the importance of correct worship and the attitude toward worship. And then we talk about our ability to conquer sin. When Cain was told, "Sin lies in the door, but you have control over it." And so we our choice to control sin. 6, the marriages that went on. Talk about spouse selection. We did that several times through the quarter. And then Noah did all that God commanded him. It's been mentioned twice, 2 different verses. Mentioned that. 7, Tower of Babel, glory goes to God, not to seek glory for ourselves, give him glory. Abraham was looking for a city, his foundations, while his builder and maker was God. We talked some about that. And Abraham looking forward to beyond is that temporary land God was going to give him to something much more eternal. Gary mentioned Melchizedek, we went through before on the slide here, tithing. We talked a little bit about how much should I give in various stages of my life, maybe challenge on how much I give. I'm really young, don't have any money, or I got kids, I don't have any money, or I got old fine time, I'm on fixed income. Well, where does God fit in all this? We talked about that back in that lesson. 10, about a working faith, when the promise of the Son was coming. 11, had the visitors, a sinful means does not justify the ends. We spent quite a bit of time on that. Homosexuality is a sin. It's condemned. Lesson 12, she's my sister, lying. We've had lying several times through the study. It's always wrong. And then it also went in there about shining forth. It's a good example of what Abraham did. Afraid to mention that further than that through here. 13 ending, and the offering of Isaac. You know, the importance of obeying God. God to give him the son of his promise. All this great nations going to flow off from Abraham. Now he said, "Go kill your son." So the faith that's in there and Abraham's obedience to God there was because of that faith. When he went back to the wife for Isaac, told him about working because Rebecca was out there drawing water for all those camels and the work she was doing. And they talked about praying. This little short spur of the moment, I need something. I need to be remembered what I'm doing. I need help with what I'm doing. A short prayer to God at various times. And in 16, about Jacob leaves and flees from Laban, and about God's promises, because he appeared to him again with the wrestling that night. 17, talk about a lot about repentance as Jacob and Esau meet and what it means to be fully repentant versus showing you sorry. The defilement of Dinah, the dangers of revenge we talked about there, and the dangers that just that momentary temptation of being in the wrong place at the wrong time, and what happens there. 19, when Joseph is sold, we're talking about hatred and deceit and jealousy and all those things, what they can do to us and how they get into us, eat on us there. Peer pressure from the brothers getting together and selling Joseph there, what that means. And then Joseph's faithfulness under the terrible circumstances that he was put under, Potiphar's wife constantly after him there and then thrown into prison because of his stamp of what's right and what he went through and how he was faithful even in those very bad circumstances, not knowing God's plan at the time. Going on. 20, when the brothers meet, we're going to talk about God's in control. God sent me here for a purpose. You meant it for evil, but God had plans for it. You meant it for good. And there's a piece there, we talked about your sins will find you out. I think it's chapter 42, verse 10 or something like that, where the brothers were really worried about what we had done now. And this is all going, it's all happening to us because of what we did to our brother Joseph. And then 21, Joseph reveals himself to his brothers, and the obvious forgiveness is there. Also, he understands what God was doing with it. And then Jacob dies in 22, and the brothers then are concerned about revenge after Jacob is out of the way. But what will Joseph do to us now? We spent some time last time talking about revenge. So that's some of the ones I picked out. Somebody got something else to add or other comments? We've got 2 minutes left. Not Mike's over here. I will pass the baton to Mike over here. Get ready for next quarter to start then. But again, I've enjoyed it. I hope we've done some good going through Genesis. We might pick up a few lessons that'll help us out there in our daily living. Thank you very much. I may be back. I'll go find me a classroom back there somewhere to teach you next time. But I've enjoyed being here. Thank you much.